Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
What have you got for us today, Phil?
Oh, busy week. Christmas is around the corner, Rick, so flat out at work at the moment.
Well, I'm amazed that you work on these incredibly hot days. I honestly, you saw me.
Oh.
You look like melted butter on the footpath.
Felt like it too.
Yeah, folks, you don't want to see him on a hot day, hot and sweaty, I can tell you.
All of that aside, what about a bit of footy? We might start with a bit of footy, Rick.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Power? See, Hartlett back, round one.
Well, that's a good piece of news, a very good piece of news.
He was about to have his best year, I thought, until he'd done his knee last year, and he started the season exceptional. So to have him back and hopefully he can recoup that sort of form.
Well, he really is a very, very important key player for Port Adelaide, and that is a great piece of news. Let's hope that he doesn't break down again after it, but there you go.
Yeah, and then we got Travis Boak stepping down.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, he has been a great servant of the club, and I'm sure that he will continue to be a great servant of the club. I just wonder, and it's horrible to even think these things. You know, you wonder, given that his form hasn't been as good as it used to be over the last year or so, whether he voluntarily stepped down or was given a hint that it might be a good move. I mean, and it doesn't really matter. If it means that he's going to play better, then I'm all for it.
Well, he's lost that yard of pace, hasn't he? He's just that one pace sort of player now, and where he had that little bit more, you know, get up and go, didn't he?
Yes.
And he's come back with the field a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a good decision, I think, if it was his or the Powers, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Now, you're the man, you're the guru. Let's put it this way. You are the guru. Who's going to be the new captain?
Without a doubt, Ollie Wines.
Without a doubt, yep. Ollie Wines. What if I was to suggest to you that there should be some doubt?
I knew you'd say that.
Have you heard of a bloke called Tom Jonas?
He can play a bit.
He can.
Yeah.
He can.
He'll be vice captain.
He'll be vice captain. One of the 63 of them, is it?
Yeah, the captain for every end of the ground. And every side of the ground.
I've got a feeling that, I mean, I know there's always been the speculation that, and he is the golden boy, Ollie, down there, and quite rightfully so, clean cut, beautifully presented young man.
Body like yours.
fashioned it on mine, yeah. I've just got a feeling that we tend to forget because he started so young that he is still so young. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go just as a sort of interim, you know, a 2-year job for Jonas to give Ollie a couple more years maturity.
And they won't go co-captain. They like a captain and then co-captains, vice captains, because they like that number one Guernsey going on the captain. They always have that sort of tradition at Port, which I like.
Yes, yes.
So if Ollie's captain, he will wear the number one Guernsey.
He will.
So.
Well, I've heard that the tailor's already fitted Tom Jonas out with the number one. Well, you've heard it first here.
Well, yeah, I mean,
are you investing anything on?
No, I won't. I'm not a betting man. You know that. But actually, it'll be interesting to see who does get it. But I think it's between those two, I would think.
Yes. I was speaking to a Port man the other day, name will be unmentioned, who has got a fair bit to do at Port Adelaide. And he was suggesting that he believes that they've recruited well in that they've recruited players who are good at receiving, meaning. And this gentleman was admitting that perhaps the foot passing skills, undoubtedly their ball ability to get it, undoubted in Ollie Wines and our captain resigned, their foot skills are not as good as their getting the ball skills are, and that they'll be better off handballing to some of our recruits. So it's going to be interesting to see, particularly since Voss has moved out of the midfield coaching role, just how that all works out. But that was the vibe I got from this Port Adelaide man.
Well, I hope we've recruited some lads that can kick, though, because, I mean, That was our big downfall. I mean, they made Charlie Dixon look very ordinary last year.
Well, and in this conversation I had with this port man, I said, look, you know, the comparison of the way the ball was delivered to Kennedy and Co for West Coast compared with the bombing that Port tried to serve up for Charlie. No wonder Charlie can't catch the ball. And I mean, he agreed. And so, I think Port, if they can get some delivery up forward, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
They have to work out what they're going to do, because now that they've recruited their new ruckman, it means that Ryder can spend more time in the forward line. So, you know, the last thing you want to see is Ryder and
falling
Charlie.
Over each other down
That's right. So they've got to work out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting times, and times will tell, won't they?
They will.
Down the track. But just a little bit of local footy news, Rick.
Yeah.
Lachlan Earl, ex-Glenelg.
Yes.
Will play for Tanunda, 60 league games for Glenelg.
Oh.
Went down, lack of opportunity last year, went to Great Southern League, played in a premiership at Langhorne Creek. But he has 60 league games under his belt. Half-back, rough and tough type player. They rate him. So he's at Tanunda next year.
Well, I think we've mentioned this when local footy comes up. It just never ceases to amaze me that so far the recruiting for next season in the BLNG is quite mind-blowing. I just can't believe they're all getting in under the salary cap.
That's the other thing. I see Dom Costanzo, who played for the Crows last year in their top-up team in the league side, was at South Clare, and he's gone to South Gawler. I mean, how many marquee players do you have?
How many sign on for this?
Mention them.
I'm sure that they'd all be quite within the bounds, because aware of just the attention that this league has been receiving.
What's that envelope in your back pocket?
They tell me that the postmen are delivering double time next footy season. How dare we suggest anything like that?
No, that'd be all above board, so their association would be onto it.
They would have nailed that.
Yep. Okay, your first love will go into a little bit of cricket. I see Travis Head makes his debut in Australia. He has played a couple of tests out of Australia, as we know.
Yep.
What's your thoughts there, Rick?
Oh, well, my thoughts are that good luck to him. I wish I'd played one test match, let alone his third, and one on Adelaide Oval, and I just hope that he does well. He's got a big task, particularly coming in the middle order against an Indian side renowned for its spin bowling. And they've got some good quicks as well. And I think probably in the past, at least, I'm sure he's worked on it, that perhaps one of Travis's question marks is his ability to play spin, let alone the world's best spinners. So, and when you're coming in the middle order, but I just hope he does really well. And, you know, when you look at those ahead of him, there's no guarantee he's going to walk in when the score's 4 for 350. You've got new openers. You've got Marshy. I know Marshy's done well in the Shield, but you have to question that.
Yep.
Hanscom's in the same position as Head, except he's played a bit more. He's fighting for a spot on the side. So our batting is pretty brittle, I think.
I think if you're going to play for Australia at any stage, you will now. With the opportunity of the three best batsmen basically out, your best chance of ever playing for your country would be right now, wouldn't it, Rick?
Well, Phil, I didn't realise that you are such an astute cricket authority.
Oh.
I mean, you've nailed that, because in summary, that is exactly true. The only other period of time when there would have been a golden opportunity for, as it were, the sort of perhaps, dare I say, the second ladder players was when
Packer
yep. came in
yep.
and took the first 30 or whatever it was, and so they were not playing for the ACB with the Australian Cricket Board, or therefore not playing Shield cricket, therefore they couldn't play Test cricket, so there were opportunities, and good luck to them. Now, with our three best bats out at the moment, still down at Bunnings buying some sandpaper, then this is the opportunity for the batsmen to stand up and hopefully cement a spot for themselves.
I mean, we've always doubted Travis's long game, haven't we? Yep. You know, building the innings. So that's what he's got to do now.
Show us
his long game and not, play a rash shot, and he's out cheaply. That's not what we want to see, is it?
And particularly against the Indians, who just seem to have this amazing ability to just persevere. Probably for a man who's not a cricket head, it's not the style of cricket you probably look at and like to see, but it is the way you win test matches. Mm. And they've got all the patience, so it'll be Travi, Hanscom, whoever. You can't afford to go out and think you're going to make 100 in 180 minutes.
No, that's right. Exactly right. And what about the catch by Khawaja?
Oh, unbelievable.
You would have taken a few like that, wouldn't you, Rick, in your day? Hey? Look, nimble little guy there.
The truth of the matter is, Philip, coming from an old cricketer, they're spectacular, they feel good, and they either hit the palm of the hand and stay, or they don't. And, you know, it's... Well, I don't know where luck comes into sport, in any sport that you play, but that sort of parallel to the ground catch, sensational, you can't practice that, because they hit you at a million miles an hour and the hand automatically either catches them, or if they're slightly off, you break your fingers and go off.
Split all the webbing.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it looks sensational. Even more so, what about the run out in the first?
Cummins. Oh.
But then how stiff could you be? I mean, again, parallel to the ground. They do practice that sort of
stuff.
They
do. Yeah.
But, you know, you've only got to be a millimetre, you know, off.
Side on, and he's in the air. That's right.
But a millimetre off, and he's not out, and probably still batting. It's a cruel game, cricket.
And Kohli missed out. He only made three.
He did well with that catch, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, it is very easy to say this because we're only into the game, and it's not the finish of the game. The Indians only had themselves to blame at 4 for 40-odd. They played some very unlike Indian shots, rash shots at the top of the innings. Kohli needn't have bothered to play the one he reached for, and a couple of the others very similar. As I said, that wasn't very Indian-like, but to fight back
from
40...
But in the end, he was probably unlucky to be out, wasn't he? Let's face it. I mean, it was you and me standing there catching it. He wouldn't have been...
Well, even another 4 centimetres one way, it's flying past the gully, it's 4 runs, he's on his way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What about South Australia? They start their mission over in Sydney today, I believe.
Well, their mission to get off the bottom of the table, correct, yes. Yeah. From what I was checking just before we went on air, they've started very well. They won the toss and batted, and Weatherald's on over a half ton. Lehman's on, when I last heard, was on 20-odd or so. Let's hope they do pretty well. I mean, it is, again, it's not trying to be good, but it's realistic. They're virtually playing the New South Wales second 11 because most of them are playing in the test match at Adelaide Oval. But it doesn't matter. It's a bit like your lawn bowls or anything else. You can only play against the people the other people put on the park.
What they put up. Yeah, you can't.
And how is your game going?
Well, we'll change the subject.
All right, okay.
a little bit rough at the moment, but anyway.
Well, the greens aren't travelling well.
The greens are good. And this coming week, I believe, Rick, you got a bit of school cricket to umpire. What would that be?
Oh, the under-16 country carnival. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You see some really good talent, you know, whether it comes from the Eyre Peninsula or up north or southeast or Fleurieu. And after you see some of these kids play, you just wonder, you know, why some of them don't get, you know, maybe they all come from farms and they've got to go back and...
Distance.
Yeah, and all that sort of thing. But I did it last year, and gee, there were some good kids.
Yeah, I remember you enjoyed it. I remember you talking
They don't
about...
argue at the umpire like some of the
adults. I might umpire a couple of them. Like, you didn't know what that was like. And while we're on it, Rick, is there a joke?
Oh.
Would we have a joke this week?
Yep. Now, listen, I bet... Did you hear about the guy who sent $5 in conscience money to his local footy club?
Really?
Sent it in as a bit of a conscience. They sent him back a letter asking which player he wanted to buy.
Well, we were talking money and football just before, weren't we?
We were. I thought the salaries in country football were slightly a bit better than that, but maybe that club was one who did keep within the salary cap.
Oh, name them. But look, I reckon we've covered a lot of ground there today, Rick. I reckon we can almost round this up today.
I reckon we can, as the festive season is upon us, Philip.
We'll probably get one more in before.
I think we will, yeah. And listen, next week when you bring your present for me, it needn't be big as long as it's expensive, all right? All right, well, until next week then, this is Rick.
This is Phil.